Well, in just under an hour and a half from now, cabinet ministers will meet to discuss and decide on what we know are a series of recommendations from the National Public Health Emergency Team to significantly relax COVID-19 restrictions beginning on the 10th of May. Inter-county travel, personal services, construction, click and collect, religious services, all will be among those activities allowed to resume, with a further easing of restrictions during the remainder of May and into June. An end is now clearly in sight to the months of lockdown, during which businesses were shuttered, staff furloughed, customers turned away, cultural and sporting life suspended, and our normal human and family connections banned. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar told the Dáil within the last hour that it was a day for optimism.
I think it is a day of hope for Ireland. All things going to plan over the course of May, June and July, most businesses will reopen. Hundreds of thousands of people currently on the pandemic unemployment payment will be able to return to work, and we'll see a lot of our personal freedoms restored. In May alone, we could see as many as 15,000 businesses reopen and as many as 200,000 people being offered their jobs back.
The HSE has today committed to step up the vaccination programme to deliver between 220 and 240,000 doses of vaccine next week. The core principle for the rollout, it says, will continue to be based on age, although HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says no vaccines will be left unused for any sustained period of time. Paul Reid joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Mr. Reid, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Clearly, the opening up that is now being discussed and we believe will be details of which will be given formally later today is very much based on the vaccine rollout. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But given all we've been told about moving cautiously towards reopening our economy and society, why do you think now is the moment to begin to make these moves?
I think I can speak from a health service perspective. From our perspective, we see a few things that are working in our favour strongly. Firstly, obviously the virus and transmission levels that it's transmitting in the community, and the public health measures to keep that suppressed is in a good place for us. Secondly, the vaccination programme, as we're continuing, and now we're going to go back to it, but the momentum that we have now based on suppliers, but particularly the benefits we're seeing from it for those people who have been vaccinated. Now, I appreciate the majority of the population haven't been vaccinated yet, but the benefits we're seeing so far are very strong. And then thirdly, from our perspective at HSE, we now have a very different health service in 2021 than we did have in 2029, with very different controls in place to protect people as they come forward for their care. And then finally, from a health service perspective, like long-term lockdowns, the sustained lockdowns, are not good for the health service either. So we do want people to come back for not delayed or care needs too long. So, you know, overall, I think there's enough indications to give us good confidence and give people a spring in their step today.
In relation to vaccination, you say that this week you expect to administer between 160 and 180,000 vaccines. The target for next week is up to 240,000. Now, two questions, I suppose. Are the supplies there to deliver on that scale? And are the vaccinators there? Are the centres and the GPs and all the infrastructure that's necessary to deliver vaccination on that scale, is that in place?
Yeah, well, look, we are in a really good momentum right now. If you take it as of yesterday evening, over 1.48 million vaccines administered in total. So that means now 28.2% of the adult population, over 1,065,000 people, have been vaccinated with dose one. But very positively, over 11% of the population have received their dose two, 418,000. So specifically, as we look into next week, last week we had our highest week with 183,000. As we look into next week, yes, the supplies are very strong, and we're looking at somewhere between, as you said, 220,000 to 240,000. That will mean 30 vaccination centres are open now today. A further 6 will open next week, commencing on 3rd of May, so that's 36, and the remaining 2 open the following week. So we are really seeing a momentum now. With the GPs, as you just described also, I mean, I'll be in the Helix on Saturday again, where a GP-led clinic will be administering 4,500 vaccines alone on one day on Saturday for the second doses for those people in the 70 to 79. So we are in a momentum right now, which is based on stronger supply levels.
But we also know that there's been lost ground throughout the month of April. The commitment, the target is to have 82% of the adult population offered at least a first vaccine by the end of June. The Taoiseach has put a figure of by June reaching something of the order of 450,000 vaccines being delivered a week. Is that a target that actually can be delivered on that sort of scale? Because it's a very big number.
Yeah, the reality for us, and there's no doubt that quarter one has been a lot of frustration, particularly around supply levels, and specifically with AstraZeneca. Pfizer and Moderna have been reasonably consistent and strong, and now positively we have Janssen available to us now. So we have four vaccine types heading into it. We are trying to pin down with the suppliers that we do have stronger supply levels, commitments coming, and for the dates and the volumes that they live up to them, and that's what we're working through right now. So we're working through a revised plan that looks ahead towards that. Certainly as we head in towards May and later into June, indications of supply are really strong. So we will be mobilising our vaccination centres, working with our GPs, and at a point in time, pharmacies also, to meet those volumes that come at us. And that's been our commitment from the start, to administer available suppliers. Mm. We don't want stocks in a fridge. We want people's in people's arms and administered.
So you're saying to the government that you can deliver this figure of 450,000 a week by the time we get to June if you have the supplies?
Yeah, what we've always been saying is, Brian, that we will mobilise our resourcing through all those vaccination channels, through all the recruitment that we have ongoing, to meet supplies that are coming in. Now, there's various numbers set out there. You're talking about 450,000. What we want to do is make sure we secure supply lines for that. It hasn't been the experience in quarter one. It has improved in the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and we hope that improves for quarter two. But we certainly look at a lens of the next few weeks to mobilise to whatever's coming at us, and that's what we want to continue to. We want, everybody mm-hmm. in the HSE wants to get these administered as quickly as possible.
All right. And in terms of working through the various groups, you say that the primary driver will be based on age, and people are familiar that the various age cohorts have been identified going down in years, as it were, as receiving the vaccine. But if vaccine becomes available, for example, to the under 50s, the Pfizer and the Moderna, while you're still in the process of vaccinating those who are over 50 with the other vaccines, AstraZeneca and J&J, you'll hardly hold back, will you, on vaccinating those people aged under 50?
Well, firstly, what we're doing right now is looking at the recommendations that came from NIOC and approved by government. We're going to do that throughout this weekend. Very early next week, we're going to have a revised plan. It is our 27th version of the plan, but we will have a revised plan next week, which takes on board those recommendations. What that will be doing, just so I'm clear, is we'll be continuing with government policy, which is to continue the vaccination programme, firstly based on sequencing, mm-hmm. that's prioritised, and secondly, prioritising down through the ages, because that's where we know the highest risks are. And that's one of the core principles of our revision to plan. But you are quite right, we don't want to have a situation where we have vaccines left and not administered. So that will be all part of our thinking throughout this weekend. But just to be very clear, it will be based on moving down through the ages in the right sequence.
But you're prepared to be flexible?
I think we will have to look at all scenarios. You are looking at a scenario that is a few weeks out in terms of Janssen supplies. So it's not one that's imminent for us right now.
Just a final question, and it's in relation to schools, because at your briefing this morning, you were particularly emphasising the need to maintain mitigation behaviour, if you like, for outside the school environment. The school environment you felt was a well-controlled environment, but you had some concerns about outside school. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's a general concern, just as we do head out and the economy is lifting, that people sustain the public health measures that are working for us, because this has to be a dual approach, vaccination programme and continued public health measures. Specifically with schools, I just think we're making such good progress as we head towards leaving certs for children. There is mixing in school, which is a very controlled environment, and there's mixing outside of school, which isn't controlled. And what my message was to people and families, you know, if there's somebody symptomatic in a family, please don't send the children to school. Please go through contact with your doctor, your GP. And just to reassure, because it's an important time for people coming to exams, etc. We want to keep the schools. They're doing really well. The positivity rates are low, and we want to keep that progress going. So my message was to reassure people, keep it going.
Very good. Paul Reid, Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive. Thanks for talking to us on the programme.